So this is a story about the first person I met in college my freshman year. So I'm from New Jersey, and I have this thing where whenever there's a normal choice or a weird choice, I'll pick the weird choice. So I had a choice between going to the University of Notre Dame for Catholics or going to the University of Alabama, and I picked Alabama because that's what normal New Jersey girls do. So I got down there, and there was a little lake behind my dorm. I unpacked all my stuff. I had driven 16 hours. And I go down to the lake to read a book. And the first person that I see down by the lake was a girl who was videotaping me. So I went up to her and asked her to please stop videotaping me. And she said, sure. And so I started to walk away. But again, I always pick the weird choice. So when she said, wait, I decided that this was worth a conversation. And so she said, wait, and she was going to go to the dining hall right about then. It was about 5 o'clock. So I said, sure, I'll join you at the dining hall. And we go to dinner at the dining hall. And we swipe our cards in to get our meal plan. And hers doesn't work. So I said, here, you can just use my guest pass. It's fine. I wasn't paying for my meal plan, so it was good for me. And we go and we get dinner. And I start to realize, like, having known some compulsive liars before, that she was one. And she tells me she got into Harvard, but she decided to go to Alabama. So I think, you know, maybe she's on a scholarship, but probably unlikely. And then she tells me she's from Northern Virginia, and my cousins live out there. So I said, you know, have you heard of Arlington? And she hadn't. So I thought, you know, maybe she's just, you know, not getting out of her town. But I start to realize that she's lying. And we finish the dinner, and we go out and hang out by the water fountain behind our dorm later. And the next day, I see her, and we go out to lunch again, and her meal plan still doesn't work. So she says, you know, maybe my meal plan hasn't kicked in yet because classes haven't started. And it sounds like the cafeteria lady is kind of agreeing with her. So I'm like, sure, you know, you can just use my guest plan again. And she uses my guest plan for the next 2 weeks until classes started. And when classes started, the cafeteria lady was kind of like, you know, the meal plans should have kicked in by now. And so, you know, I know she's lying at this point, but I think you're not going to lie about your meal plan not working unless something's really bad going on in your life. So I just keep paying for her meal plans, and soon she's using my regular meals, not just my guest meals. And eventually she says, I got evicted from my dorm. And I'm like, why? And she says, I wasn't registered for classes. And I'm like, well, you know, why? And she says her financial aid didn't go through, so she couldn't register for classes. And I'm saying, you know, have you talked to the financial aid office? And she says, yeah, you know, they just had a hard time getting my forms through. And I'm pretty sure that she never filled out the forms or, like, didn't talk to them because they really, really try to make an effort to have everyone go to college there. And so she tells me, you know, she's going to have to, I'm saying, will you have to go home? And she says, yeah, I'm going to have to go home. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, how are you going to get home? And she says she can't go home and she's kind of homeless now. Could she stay with me? And I'm like, no. Why can't you go home? And she says her parents don't have enough money to pay for the gas that it would take to come and pick her up. And then I say, well, do you have any other family you could stay with? She says, you know, I have family in Mobile, but they can't come and pick me up. It's 4 hours away because my uncle's in jail and my mom just had a baby. And she says her aunt's like, I don't even know at this point. And so eventually I escaped this conversation. And it turns out that she really was evicted from her dorm. And I talked to my friend Josh later, and he had seen her on campus as she was packing up to leave. And I didn't see her again that year. And then the next year, I did see her one time across the street. I don't think she saw me, and I did not go up to talk to her. But at this point, I decided that I had applied to transfer out of the University of Alabama. And then there was a giant, giant tornado. This is a true part of the story. That basically April 27th, there was this giant tornado. And it was an F7 tornado. It was on the ground for 3 hours, which most tornadoes are 15 minutes long. It went through 5 states. 348 people died. So they canceled finals, and I packed up my car and went home, moved to Baltimore. And I never saw her again. But that's the story of how I paid for this girl's dinners for 2 weeks.